Second hour of news and views from 9 till noon on a Monday coming up.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. The voting machine company Dominion Voting Systems is suing former President Trump's attorney Rudy Giuliani for more than $1.3 billion over his claims of election fraud.
The lawsuit, filed in federal court in Washington, D.C., accuses Rudy Giuliani of carrying out a, quote, viral disinformation campaign about Dominion using, quote, demonstrably false allegations in an attempt to make money through legal fees. Dominion has already filed a similar suit against Sidney Powell, another lawyer who represented the president in numerous election lawsuits.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers. Five people, including a pregnant woman, are shot and killed at a home in Indianapolis.
Right now, no suspects in the shooting, though Indianapolis police say the deadly attack on the home that also left a juvenile in critical condition was not random. Police are asking the FBI for assistance and urging anyone with information in the case to come forward.
Fox's Jeff Benasso. America's listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call them today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Weather changes on the way. A very active weather week ahead. Interesting weather day today with a high temperature in the middle 70s. A breezy day. Scattered showers possible this afternoon, but showers and thunderstorms become likely tonight. Very mild. Overnight low temperature 64. In fact, tomorrow will be in the low to mid 70s again. Could be some spotty showers during the daytime hours tomorrow, but showers and thunderstorms become likely again Tuesday night into Wednesday with storm system number 2 for this week. Our weather app will keep you on top of the action. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Don't miss the Brubaker Service Special with multi-point inspection, oil change, tire rotation, plus wash and vacuum for only $99. It's better at Brubaker.com.
Hi, this is Don Duncan with Don Duncan's All-American Automotive and Tire. Just want to say a big thank you to Blue Water Broadcasting. They've been a big partner in our success. And again, thank you guys so much for all you've done for us. If you need anything, come see us. Again, this is Don Duncan with All-American Auto and Tire.
Radio advertising is the only word of mouth you control. It adds credibility, creates emotional response, and attracts new customers. Find out how Blue Water Broadcasting can grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Don't miss the Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Laughs, fun, and some priceless financial advice from Montgomery's premier asset preservationist. Weeknights at 6 on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company customizes your home insurance so you only pay for what you need.
Well, as the world's blandest man, the idea of insurance made for me is almost riveting.
Big fan of beige?
I find other neutrals too unpredictable.
That's cool. Liberty Mutual's just here to protect your home with customized insurance.
And here we've got my doorstop collection.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Central Alabama weather is unlike any other. That's why you need Jones Brothers. Central Alabama has trusted Jones Brothers for over 70 years for all roofing needs. Whether the weather left you with a single repair or it's time for a new roof, Jones Brothers will make sure the work is done right and you have a roof you'll love for years to come. Wanting to change your existing shingle roof to a beautiful, durable metal roof? Jones Brothers can do it. Call today for a free estimate and visit jbroof.com. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group. When it's time to hire an agent to help market and sell your home, or have an agent help find you a home, how do you choose the person you will contact? According to the National Association of Realtors, the number one reason millions of Americans choose to do business with a realtor was reputation. You want someone you can trust with your home and trust with your private information in purchasing a home. Going on Zillow and hope the agent has these credentials is a very risky bargain. You don't know anything about their background, education, or competency. Here at the Goodson Group, you will receive the best agents the River Region has to offer and a broker that has over 43 years of experience. Trained, vetted, experienced, honest, thoroughness, and the integrity are the qualities people look for and expect at the Goodson Group. Call Bo at 221-2883 or 551-0225. Get the very best person by your side.
Folks, it's a few minutes after 10 a.m. here on News and Views from 9 till noon. That means it's time to talk to Ray Bowles from Prattville Carpet. Hey, Ray, how are you?
I'm doing good. How you doing?
Doing well.
Already been up to, actually made a wrong turn and ended up at the, the Confederate Memorial graveyard?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Up in the county? Yeah. I definitely made a wrong turn when I ended up there. Nowhere near where I was supposed to be. But I made it to my house, got it measured, headed back to the office to get that figured up because I got to have that tile in next week. So if y'all are building a new construction and we can do your tile showers, we can do all your floor and backsplashes, we've got people that can do the granite countertops for you, anything like that that you need, we can take care for you.
And I grew up with a tile shower, and I'll tell you, the extra expense, if it is at all, I don't know, compared to others,
no,
It's easier to clean. It's nice, like, you know, when you splash around in the shower, so to speak. It's not like I was dancing or anything. It's just, you know.
Whatever, Joey.
You know how it happens. Folks, it really is worth your time, and it looks great, too. And if you call Prattville Carpet today at 285-8117, ask about that free in-home consultation. Y'all have great product teamed up with Mohawk, Ray, but especially the extra mile you'll go, sometimes literally, if you'll, you know, serving big jobs all around the state, so... Just call 285-8117, and be sure to tell them you heard Ray Bowles here on News and Views from 9 till noon.
Hey, y'all have a wonderful day.
You too, Ray. Thanks.
Later, right, brother.
Thanks. Bye.
Second hour, coming up in 30 seconds.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, an equal housing lender.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. It's time for News and Views from 9 till noon, Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's News and Views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. I'm Joey Clark. He's Jack Campbell.
How are you, darn?
Challenge right.
For you, Joey.
What was that, Eddie?
I got a challenge for you.
And this is Eddie Bader in the studio.
Without looking it up, who was singing this?
Gallery.
I think you cheated still.
Yeah, when I put it in.
Yeah, that's what I was just thinking.
I just put it in there.
Like. Honestly, I was thinking it was the... guy from the Monkees. I can't think of his name, but that's what his voice reminds me of.
Davy Jones.
That's him. Yes, mm-hmm. Davy Jones.
Mm-hmm. One of your favorites, Jack?
Not particularly, but, I mean, they had a lot of talent, if you want to call it that. And they sold a lot of records, but I wasn't one of their customers.
I see.
Fair enough. Now, I wanted to get to this... interview between two diminutive men, but a battle of wits, both very smart men, George Stephanopoulos and Rand Paul. And I don't normally play Sunday show clips, but I thought this was a pretty good exchange. It's a nice just illustration of what's happening these days between sort of the corporate press narrative and the Democrats, but I repeat myself, and then your more Republican grassroots narrative opinion making going on. Rand Paul represents that pretty well. George Stephanopoulos, Snuffleupagus, exactly, represents the elite pretty well. I mean, he is one of them.
El Clintono.
So let's listen in. This is on ABC this week with George Stephanopoulos and Senator Rand Paul.
Okay, let's start with Senator Rand Paul instead. I think we have some audio problems right there. Senator Paul, let me begin with a threshold question for you. This election was not stolen. Do you accept that fact?
Well, what I would say is that the debate over whether or not there was fraud should occur. We never had any presentation in court where we actually looked at the evidence. Most of the cases were thrown out for lack of standing, which is a procedural way of not actually hearing the question. There were several states in which the law was changed by the Secretary of State, mm-hmm, and not the state legislature. Mm-hmm. To me, those are clearly unconstitutional. And I think there's still a chance that those actually do finally work their way up to the Supreme Court. Courts traditionally and historically don't like to hear election questions. But yes, were there people who voted twice? Were there dead people who voted? Were there illegal aliens who voted? Yes, and we should get to the bottom of it. I'll give you an example. In my state, when we had a Democrat Secretary of State, she refused, even under federal order, to purge the roll of illegal voters. We got a Republican Secretary of State, and he purged the rolls.
Senator Paul,
I have to stop you there.
No election is perfect, but there were 86 challenges filed by President Trump and his allies in court. All were dismissed. Every state certified the results after investigations,
counts, and recounts.
The Department of Justice, led by William Barr, said there's no widespread evidence of fraud. Can't you just say the words, this election was not stolen?
What I would suggest is that if we want greater confidence in our elections, and 75% of Republicans agree with me, is that we do need to look at election integrity, and we do need to see if we can restore confidence in the elections.
Well, 75% of Republicans agree with you because they were fed a big lie by President Trump and his supporters who say the election was stolen. Why can't you say
George, where you make a mistake is that people coming from the liberal side like you, you immediately say everything's a lie instead of saying there are two sides to everything. Historically, what would happen is if I said that I thought there was fraud, you would interview someone else who said there wasn't. But now you insert yourself in the middle and say the absolute fact is that everything I'm saying is a lie.
Well, because, Senator, I said what the president said was a lie because he said, hold on a second. He said the election was stolen. This election was not stolen. The results were certified in every single state after counts and recounts.
You're saying there was no fraud and it's all been investigated. That's just not true.
It's not what I said, sir. I said the Department of Justice found no evidence. Let me finish my point.
You said something that was not true. You say we're all liars. You're just simply saying we're all liars. And I said it was a lie that the election was stolen. Premise that you're right and we're wrong. Well, let's talk about the specifics of it. In Wisconsin, tens of thousands of absentee votes had only the name on them and no address. Historically, those were thrown out. This time, they weren't. They made special accommodations because they said, oh, it's a pandemic, and people forgot what their address was. So they changed the law after the fact. That is wrong. That's unconstitutional. And I plan on spending the next 2 years going around state to state and fixing these problems. And I won't be cowed by liberals in the media who say, there's no evidence here, and you're a liar if you talk about election fraud. No, let's have an open debate. It's a free country.
Woo! Good for him.
Exactly.
Yeah, and it's interesting how it's not about a robust conversation. It's about you must say the words that I want you to say. It was not stolen.
That has been a thing here lately. Say the words. Say her name. Right. Say this. Say that.
Right.
You know, they did that a lot in Vietnam. So soldiers that were captured, you know, they tried to make them sign false confessions.
Right. It's not about an actual debate or conversation. We learned that once, you know, you start to see some of these hearings talking about the election. And I love the little aside there from Stephanopoulos. Well, no election's perfect. Oh, well, so okay.
Should we not strive for that?
Well, yeah, and that's what's interesting to me. Like, you're setting up the precedent that if anybody ever questions an election, say there is, for the sake of argument, a hypothetical. I'm not talking about 2020. Just for the sake of argument.
When Mo Brooks,
maybe it's 2024. Say it is outright stolen.
Okay.
And you're going to try to prove it. The system we're setting up here and the standard we're setting up here, no, as soon as the media calls it a few days after the election, then it's too big to fail. You can't question it. You're going to lead to violence in the streets and incitement.
Ooh.
Well, then that makes it a much easier to steal things, right? If that's the system we're setting up.
Right.
So it's just, no election's perfect. Okay. I agree with that. And actually, that's a problem with this country. A big problem. And when you have secretaries of state and executive agencies changing rules all of a sudden to the benefit of one party, that's a huge problem. Now, Jack, I don't know if you heard me say this at the beginning of the show, but a lot of folks, after we went over all the problems with the election, were saying we need a national standard. And I remember at the time I was pushing back, saying, hey, take it easy. Take it easy. And guess what the Democrats were trying to push at the national level this weekend? Now, new national standards. What is it, the liking, to the liking of Republican states? Say, I wonder how John Merrill feels about same-day registration. I wonder how John Merrill and many Republicans here in Alabama feel about early voting for a week or two.
That's voting season.
Right. And that's what the Democrats would like. The only thing I could hear them propose that I would be fine with, I suppose, is you make Election Day a national holiday.
Fine. I'm all about that.
Yeah, you want to do that? Fine. But I'd like Election Day to be Election Day, not election season. And I'd like the, you know, custody of ballots, registration on the rolls to be as clear as possible. And yes, for you to have to go through a few legitimate steps. It's not like we're playing fast and loose with the rules. But legitimate steps that actually prove that is you on that voter roll. And when you do it on Election Day, after it's a certified roll, it makes it much easier.
Now, let me ask you, you said holiday, and I agree. They should, but do you think a certain day of the week should be devoted to that? Should it be a...
It's always been Tuesday, right? With national election.
Right.
But if we do the holiday thing, this is my concern. Say you do it on a Friday. Mm. Well, most people are going to look at that as a three-day weekend. You're eliminating voters. If you do it on a Monday...
Well, their argument is they've wanted to put it on the weekend. They wanted to put it on Saturday.
I think they do that in Europe a lot, where they vote on the weekend.
Yeah, but it's traditionally been the Tuesday, and I think I'm not sure why that is. I think it's maybe that's laid out in the Constitution, actually.
Jack, why'd you guys do that back?
Well, actually, the language is that the general election will be held on the first Tuesday after the first Monday of November, and it's always been that way. Now, other states set their primaries, and I remember in Texas, they were trying to get a bigger turnout on elections, so they put the primaries on a Saturday. And all the Republicans were raising hell about it, of course. They were trying to increase Democrat turnout, just like they're trying to do with this. So, anyway, I think having it on the first Tuesday after the first Monday, the long-standing practice, I don't think there's a thing wrong with that. I don't think they need to change any dates. They need to change procedures. They need to change how you can get a ballot. And who gets the ballot? I mean,
but
anyway.
Shouldn't that who gets to call the balls and strikes here, who gets to set those procedures should be the states, right?
Yes.
Right.
You know, the states regulate how elections are to be conducted and what the rules are.
And there was a slight exception of that with the Voting Rights Act, and Congress actually eliminated preclearance because the formula for preclearance was outdated. I think that was a correct call. And in fact, I'm all for, if you want to update the preclearance formula and make it a nationwide thing in terms of, you know, districting, which is what that was dealing with, fine. But right now, I think actually it's a pretty convenient issue to, you know, hammer the Republicans with. Oh, you got rid of a Keeping the Voting Rights Act. Update the formula. And expand it beyond just the South. I think that would be fine. But yeah, nationalizing all voting standards seems like a boatload of trouble. and takes away a lot of authority that is in the Constitution, where legislatures have to set the rules. That's what the whole argument has been about. But it's just interesting to hear, like, hey, let's invite Rand Paul on, and you must say the word, sir. You cannot bring up any of your concerns. And good for him for sticking to his gun.
Yeah, I was happy to hear that, because, you know, they try to intimidate you and say there's no evidence there was fraud. No, there was a ton of it. And I'm so tired of hearing that on TV from all these pundits. You know, there's no actual proof of, you know, of any election fraud. That's just not true.
And it's like, they, to them, truth just falls from the sky to their experts, and then that's the decision. That's the truth, as God made it. And, like, that's not how it works whatsoever. And they've been doing this for a while with climate change. And it's like, okay, I can accept, I think your 97% of scientists figure is a bit misleading. But I can accept that and still say, are those climatologists political scientists? Are those climatologists economists? Are those climatologists, say, well-versed in public choice theory and trade-offs and all the different ways you can apply maybe how to mitigate the issue of climate change? Is it the climatologists who tell us we have to be in the Paris Climate Accord? Is it the climatologists who tell us we need a cap-and-trade system or a carbon tax? Y'all are assuming a lot in your cudgel you keep beating over the head with to people. It's just, it's very frustrating. It's all about more and more centralized control in order to save people from themselves, which really is just another excuse itself. So, good for Rand Paul, and good for those people actually sticking up for things. And, you know, these Republicans, these go-along-to-get-along Republicans like Mitt Romney. Ugh. That's just... He was on with Chris Wallace over the weekend talking about the impeachment trial, Jack. And they're going to delay... It should be delivered today from the House, but they're going to delay that for 2 weeks before they have the trial. So it'll start February the 8th, I believe.
That gives Biden 2 weeks to screw up.
All right.
That is so ridiculous.
No,
you know what?
Yeah, what?
They're just plexed out by Donald Trump. They're scared to death of him.
They are. It's hysterical. And even now that he's not president anymore, he's really more dangerous to him now more than ever, because he's citizen Trump.
Just crazy.
Well, and, you know, I do... Sometimes the truth slips out of Joe Biden. And I was saying at the beginning of the pandemic, it won't be up to politicians. It won't be up to a lot of public health officials. The only thing that'll get us through this pandemic is some personal responsibility and taking precaution based on your own risk assessment and innovation, technology, actual experts in the field who can apply what they know and get things that actually help people in their lives, therapeutics, vaccines, these sorts of things. But as far as government policy, like non-pharmaceutical interventions, as it's called in the literature, whether lockdowns or mask mandates, it's not going to make much of a difference about the course of the pandemic and the virus. Though now the New York Times over the weekend came out and said, you know, instead of just one mask, how about two masks?
How about three masks?
How about, let's quadruple it up.
Joey, you've heard of 8-second abs? How about 7-second abs?
Yeah. Here's some caffeine pills that work for President Trump, you know. Goodness. But here is Biden not long ago, just 2 or 3 days ago, talking about the pandemic. And listen to what he says at the end of this 13-second clip.
There will be a wave of evictions and foreclosures in the coming months. As this pandemic rages on. Mm-hmm. Because there's nothing we can do to change the trajectory of the pandemic in the next several months.
What?
But wait a minute.
I thought he had a plan.
I thought that's why we voted for him, for the plan.
Well, let's make sure we heard that right.
As this pandemic rages on, because there's nothing we can do to change the trajectory of the pandemic in the next several months.
And then they were saying that, you know, Donald Trump just left us, and the Trump administration just left us no plan for getting out the vaccine and distribution. There's no plan in place at all. That's the headline and the lead. And then later in the article, I think CNN put one up, there's literally a quote from Fauci saying, well, it's not like we're starting from scratch.
Oh, I heard that.
Fauci's their boy.
And they're claiming, okay, we're going to ramp up the number of vaccines being given to where we're doing, you know, 100 million in 100 days. Well, the Trump administration had already ramped up to about 900-something, 900,000-something a day.
So how hard is it to get 10% more?
And this is what I mean. They're just changing the storefront.
Yes.
They're changing the facade and the branding, so to speak.
The branding, that's right.
Yeah, and having a little bit more centralized control just to remind people of who's in charge. And it's just, why are you beeping over there?
My computer's out of control.
Sure, that was your computer?
Yes, that's my computer.
Okay.
People are texting me.
272-9228. Let's hit a break here. We'll come back to your phone calls at 272-9228. What was that squeak? Eddie's making all sorts of noises this morning, Jack.
I noticed that.
Yeah, it's just, it's bizarre. Like, you got a
cold.
Sorry. Oh, we'll be right back.
Oh, it's so nice to be with you. I love all the things you say and do. And it's so nice to hear you say, you're gonna please me in every way. Honey, I got the notion, you're causing commotion in my soul.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hi, Rich Thomas here. You've heard us say it. It's better with Bader, Eddie Bader. Trust me, Eddie is great with real estate. When it comes to real estate in the River Region, you would be hard-pressed to find a better agent. Whether you're buying or selling, Eddie's ready to represent you. The market is hot right now. Rates are low, which is great for buyers, and inventory is low, which is great for sellers. Call Eddie Bader with eXp Realty, 322-0662. Again, 322-0662. Don't miss your opportunity with this market. And hey, if you're on the fence about whether you want to do it, call him anyway. Eddie can talk to you about your options and what the market looks like in your area. A lot to take in, right? Well, here's what you need to remember. Eddie is great with real estate. Call him today at 322-0662. It is better with Bader. Eddie Bader, eXp Realty, 322-0662.
This is Matt Woodham with Woodham Southside Firestone. As a businessman, you need to watch your advertising dollar. We've been using Blue Water Broadcasting for many years. Blue Water Broadcasting is the biggest bang for your buck. Blue Water Broadcasting and Woodham Southside Firestone, great combination.
Radio advertising is an investment in the success of your business. It grows traffic, creates demand, and generates more revenue. Call us and find out how. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, an equal housing lender.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome back. You're listening to News and Views from 9 till noon. 272-9228.
272-9228.
I'm Joey. He's Jack.
How you doing?
Doing all right. I think there's a dog in the studio now. It's like LaDonna's dog. He's a sweet
Trip.
Oh. Trip's a sweet one.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
A little skittish. But
Trip loves some Eddie.
Yeah. Oh. 272-9228. Let's go to the phones and talk to Crawdad. Hey, Crawdad.
Good morning, everybody.
Hey.
Good
morning, Crawdad.
Now, Joey, forgive me, but I get real OCD sometimes about a piece of music that I've heard or a clip or something.
Yeah.
And I know what it is. I can't remember what it came from or where it was, but I know it, and it just won't let go. It's like drilling a hole in my head, man.
Can you sing it?
You played something earlier this morning that was a little instrumental piece, nice guitar with a couple of things that you might have played this morning.
Right when I opened up the show, that was probably what you're talking about. Lunch Meatophobia. Yeah. I think it ain't illegal yet.
who was that from?
By Funkadelica.
Lunch Meatophobia.
Mm-hmm. off the One Nation Under a Groove album.
On One Nation.
I think that might have been it. What else did you do?
Hush by Deep Purple. Sky Full of Stars by Coldplay. I don't think that's what you're talking about.
I'm going to write this Lunch Meet a Foe because it just really, I was like, I've heard this before somewhere.
That's definitely what you're thinking of.
And it was getting me. Listen, I heard in the news, I think I heard in the news on Fox, something tying more of the Fauci going against the Obama mandate that we did not participate further in World Health Organization funding about this bat chimera crossing different strains, and that Fauci and his bunch were all A-okay with tinkering around with this DNA from bats, and the Obama administration says, no, no, we don't want to do that. And then this is what I heard in Fox. And Fauci's group said, yeah, we're going to go ahead and do it anyway. Hmm. And that part of that was one guy associated directly with Fauci and that research who was a part of World Health Organization, who was present in China at the lab at the time that this outbreak occurred. Did you catch any of that in the news?
I didn't catch that particular bit about the Obama ban. The one thing I did catch is that Biden rescinded Trump's questioning of the WHO and their response. So they're like, oh, no, we're all one big happy family again, despite them actively working with the Chinese government early on in the pandemic to lie about, you know, human-to-human
I think
spread.
It was a little bit more personal in the sense that
right. One
of the individuals in World Health Organization was present.
Was working with Fauci on the bad DNA, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not saying it's untrue, but I've got to
look into that some more because that really bugs me. We're talking, you know, Frankenstein stuff here again.
Right. And China is up to that. They definitely are up to that.
We don't need to be tinkering around. We learned our lesson a long time ago when you mess with Mother Nature. I mean, when they were playing around to find out what would happen when they sent off the bomb, even those guys were afraid that there was a possibility that it might create a chain reaction in the atmosphere, but they did it anyway.
Well, it's coming, though, Crawdad. And it's like there are a lot of things they unlocked in the human cell and just cells in general and biology a while ago, but they're now able to make it cost-effective.
But the CRISPR,
and they're
the
able
CRISPR
to,
thing scares me because CRISPR,
CRISPR.
Can be used on DNA, RNA, human, animal, plant, you name it.
But CRISPR's one thing. I think what's going to come first is in vitro, embryo plantation, where you can actually manipulate the embryo outside of...
It will be the Chinese that do that to the first human fetus.
Yep. There's already some... That's already somebody's been born like that, yeah.
That scares me. And I also heard in the news that we're back to going back into the sandbox again, that we want to put troops back in Iraq, was it?
Yeah, we're trying to.
And there is word of a convoy moving into Syria, that it came from state Syrian news, so I didn't jump on it. Right. You know.
Yeah. Do we not learn our lessons?
No, we
don't.
Those
who fail to remember the past are doomed to repeat it. And I think some of these folks... What are they? Do they got a phone hookup with Donald Rumsfeld asking him what to do? Because, you know, he was all about, let's kill them all, let God sort them out.
Well,
I thought that's what the bad guys do, kill them all and let God sort them out.
Well, war's a racket. Just remember that.
Mm-hmm.
The thing that I can't talk off. We remember this every Christmas occasion, but we never talk about it at Christmas, and it's something that is recorded in the Roman archives concerning King Herod, and it's called the Massacre of the Innocents, and it's a part of the record in the Roman archives.
Right.
And I think that we need to always remember, let's not repeat our errors. And going back over there again, Donald Trump fought very hard for us to not get involved in foreign wars again.
Right, bringing troops home.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, Joey, I forgot again. What would you say the name of the song was that you played to start?
Lunch Meet a Phobia.
Thank you. I'm going to go check it. Thank you.
Thank you.
You guys have a good morning.
272-9228. This part of the program brought to you by Alabama Home Mortgage. Jack Campbell, why call Alabama Home Mortgage?
There is a difference in mortgage companies.
That is the reason. And folks, you need to grab your mortgage statement today and give Kim Williams and the team a call at 567-4223. She's already saved so many of our listeners so much money. You can save hundreds of dollars on that monthly mortgage payment. Maybe cut down the number of years on the duration of your loan, whether it's a regular mortgage, a jumbo loan. Maybe it's a VA home loan, which you can get incredible savings if you're a veteran. Kim has helped many veterans in the area. And it's veterans that are in her blood, a lot of friends, so she takes that very seriously, helping veterans save money. And when you refinance your Alabama home mortgage, whether you're a veteran, everyday American, you get, well, not like they're that different. Veterans, a lot of veterans I know are everyday Americans.
They are.
But you can skip up to two payments after you refinance with Alabama Home Mortgage. And if you're a potential first-time home buyer, no better guide than Kim Williams there at Alabama Home Mortgage to walk you through from pre-approval all the way to closing day. So again, check them out today by giving Kim Williams and the team a call. Be sure to tell them you heard about them here from Joey and Jack on News and Views from 9 till noon, 567-4223. 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. And MLS number 1586368, an equal housing lender. Am I boring you or something, Eddie?
No, I'm trying not to cough. Get kicked out of the room.
Yeah, you're making all sorts of noises. You're like a Frenchie.
My throat this morning, I don't know what it is. I need some shot of tequila or something. Scratch it. But I'm doing all I can do not to get kicked out of the room.
272-9228. Before this break, let's go to Gordon. Hey, Gordon.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
I want to talk about election, mail-in election ballots in other countries. It's my understanding, and I don't know this for a fact, but countries like Canada and Mexico, not exactly conservative bastions, maybe some more socialistic European countries, all across the board do not allow mail-in voting because it's just not able to be controlled and it's too easy to manipulate.
Yes.
I'm just wondering what you've heard and what you think about that.
Yeah, that's when you think about it, basic common sense. There might be the exception of a very certain, you know, secured absentee where a person has to request it, multiple witnesses, identification with that.
And I think we're set up for that.
But once you have mass mail-out voting, where it's unsolicited, you mail out ballots, you don't have a clear chain of custody, it is ripe for fraud. And a lot of democracies around the world take that very seriously.
And I wish we took it more seriously. Joey, if you got a $10,000 winning on the lottery ticket, would you mail it in?
No.
Why not, Joey? I mean, you trust your ballot to be mailed in.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, right.
I mean, a common sense approach to this really would knock most of this out.
I wonder why Rand Paul and our other politicians who are fighting the fight wouldn't at least bring up this, you know, potential fact as an example of why we think we are special and can go around it when other countries do not.
I think I've heard many advocates bring this up. That's where I initially heard it. But, you know, when you're in the midst of a battle of wits with little Georgie Stephanopoulos, you know, you gotta pick your punches. So I thought he picked some good ones.
Roger. Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Gordon.
272-9228. More news and views from 9 till noon when we come back. Doug, hold your position. We'll be right back to you.
Coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
A1 Plumbing.
Listen, I need a plumber over here right now.
Let's see. We could get to that in about
3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Uh-huh.
Look, I was installing a new toilet and the water line broke. Now I'm standing in about 3 feet of water and it's still rising fast.
Uh-huh.
But look, I'll give you $50 extra if you can send someone right now.
Maybe 2 weeks.
Okay, $100, but you need to get here right now.
All right, keep your shirt on. What's that address?
I'm at 3301 Center Avenue. It's a block from the door.
Must have changed his mind.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368. An equal housing lender.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Walk-On's Bistro and Bar. Game day with a taste of Louisiana. Cajun cuisine, cocktails, and games on the big screen. Walk-On's Bistro and Bar, located on East Chase Parkway in Montgomery.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Weather changes on the way. A very active weather week ahead. Interesting weather day today with a high temperature in the middle 70s. A breezy day. Scattered showers possible this afternoon, but showers and thunderstorms become likely tonight. Very mild. Overnight low temperature 64. In fact, tomorrow will be in the low to mid 70s again. Could be some spotty showers during the daytime hours tomorrow, but showers and thunderstorms become likely again Tuesday night into Wednesday with storm system number 2 for this week. Our weather app will keep you on top of the action. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
John Bobo here with Capital Tractor. If you measure your lawn by the acre, you need Kubota's number one selling diesel zero-turn mower. All-day comfort, year-after-year durability. However you measure your lawn, the ZD delivers. Capital Tractor, Montgomery and Brundage.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. I'm Joey Clark. He's Jack Hamill.
How you doing?
I'm doing all right. Doing all right. I'm doing all right. Just felt like watching one of the greats for a second. Ah, so good. 272-9228. 272-9228. I'm Joey. He's Jack. Eddie B. in the house. Man in the phones.
In the house.
Always sounding like a little pug these days, making all sorts of noises, snorts and whines, and it's kind of, that's weird, actually.
Well, I'm hoping that the dry desert will help me.
Yeah, Jack, Eddie's going to Vegas at the end of the week.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Yes. I'll bet some money on blackjack for you there, Jack. You want red or black?
I don't care.
Well, if I win the money, don't worry about it. You lost, so don't worry.
Oh, I know that's right.
And I hope you would expect nothing less from me. Very good, very good.
I'm amazed.
The worst part is we got to ride on a plane for 4 hours and wear a mask.
Mm.
And I just, I get hot in it. I'm kind of...
Well, I'm not surprised about that.
I hope I don't get evicted from the plane for taking my mask off.
Let's go to Doug before this continues. Hey, Doug.
Hey, I want to talk about George and Rand Paul.
Okay.
All right.
From what I understand, Rand Paul, he's a pretty smart guy, right?
Sure. Yes.
Okay. I wish that he would have asked old Georgie there that they accept the 2016 election.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And... But, you know, the last 4 years, all we've heard is Russia, 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 Russia. And they did everything under the sun to try and get Trump out of the office. But they don't want to hear nothing about this election.
Correct.
Hey, I was just wondering what y'all thought about that.
Oh, yeah. I mean, if you want to do any sort of coup, you don't storm the Capitol. Now you use the intelligence community, you use spying powers, you might use the State Department. I mean... And you got to have the corporate press behind you to pull off a coup.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. We did learn that.
Yeah, I just wish he would have asked him that. Hopefully that would have shut him up.
Well, I'm sure George, a Rhodes Scholar, would have come up with something.
Y'all have a great day.
You too, Doug. Yeah, I've actually read Stephanopoulos' book.
Oh, did you read his book?
His memoir from his time with Clinton.
Yeah.
It's one of the few Democrats I've read, and it's good. It's very good. Very good. Very
good in a sense of...
It's well written.
Exposes some things that you...
Yes, it's well written. Mm-hmm. It exposes a lot of who Stephanopoulos is as a person. It really does give a lot of inside look on the Clintons, Bill. Like, for instance, throughout the book, he goes through... Like, well, I'll give the end away first. He's already out of the administration, Stephanopoulos is, when the Monica Lewinsky stuff comes
up.
And Drudge breaks it. And as soon as it happened, George goes, he did it.
So he knew.
He knew immediately. Because he had done run interference for Clinton.
For a while, yeah.
And, like, there was a story there at some hotel that Clinton had hooked up with this woman by the pool or something. Like, no, George, I didn't do anything. She just walked up and flashed me. It was like stuff like that. The inside tales.
I can relate to that.
The best part of the book to me was the inside tales when everybody in the Clinton administration could tell Clinton was cheating on them, not with Monica, but with some outside advisor pollster. And they finally figure out, and remember this name, blast from the past, Jack, Dick Morris.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
And one of the chapters begins, how could I put this? It's, you remember the cork soaking Saturday Night Live skit?
Yeah, yes.
Yeah, and it's Stephanopoulos sitting at a table at a restaurant, and he's finally going to meet with Dick Morris, and the chapter begins, a quote, where is that cork soaker? And it's because they hated Dick Morris.
Yeah.
Clinton hired him without asking anybody.
Right.
Because he trusted him. And they were good friends, but he hated Hillary. Just hated her. And she wrote a book, a memoir, after they left office called Living History. And Dick Morris wrote one called Rewriting History about the Clinton year. It was hilarious.
Yeah, he's... I'm not a fan of Dick Morris. I think he's talented, but I'm not a fan of that guy by any means.
I just wonder how him and Clinton came so close. Become fast friends like that. Usually.
Thick as thieves, so to speak.
Right.
272. Maybe the same interests.
Oh, yeah. Interests. Well, they were two peas in a pod. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, same interests.
They probably met at the same no-tail motel.
Oh, there are rumors that Dick Morris would let his date for the night listen in on his calls with the president. Yeah, it was... Wow. When you start to understand how sometimes the sausage is made, literally and figuratively up there in a... in D.C., like, well, these are the folks running the world.
That's the scary part.
David, welcome.
Vegas, the ultimate capitalist place.
Yes.
Man, were they making an art form to separate you from your money as quickly and efficiently as possible.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right.
It's an amazing place. You know, it's just absolutely mind-boggling. I went and got a COVID test last week, and you have to show your ID to get a COVID test.
Really?
You have to show your ID to get a vaccination, but you don't have to show your ID to vote.
Mm-hmm.
What's the irony in all of that?
Yeah.
That is just utterly amazing to me.
Right. If I want to buy a gun, you know as well as I do, I got to show my ID and do a background
check. That's why when Stephanopoulos made that little aside, well, there's problems in every. No election's perfect. It's like, well, George, let's explore that. Because, you know, I'm willing to say that a lot of elections have those issues, but margins are just so big. And
right.
Like Alabama, we all knew it was going to Donald Trump. Like, we were joking about it for months.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And so when margins are so large, people aren't going to challenge it.
Right.
When you're starting to get national elections where margins are within 1%, a few thousand votes in a given state.
And the way those votes
came in.
That's a
big problem.
In.
Yes. It's a massive problem.
Well, especially when you know that all you have to do is win two or three counties in a state, and you won the state.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and basically won the election. So, yeah. And, you know, nobody knows that better than the Democrats.
And one interesting tale out of this last election, beyond the allegations of fraud, people think it was stolen. You've heard what I've said, folks. I think it was stolen fair and square. I don't think you should, you know, riot or run into any capitals because of it. You just got to fight back and get more clever. And I don't mean fight in a literal way for the John Brennans out there listening. But one tale of the election that wasn't much talked about is Libertarians, the Libertarian Party, which I'm not officially a part of, played spoiler in Nevada, in Georgia, in many ways like they never had before. And with margins between Republicans and Democrats on the national level so big, you're going to have to start courting that vote, even if it's 1-2%.
Yeah. Hey, probably completely went under the radar, but being from the Chicago area, there was a Democrat representative, U.S. Congress representative, who is introducing a bill that will basically curb religious free speech in America.
Oh, boy.
So there's a litany of parts to the bill, but the major portion of the bill is to basically silence religious free speech in America.
And you know, one part of the First Amendment is the freedom to worship. Essentially, the First Amendment underlying is the basic idea of freedom of conscience. But one part that hasn't, you know, come up in a while because it hasn't really been a threat is you can't establish a state religion.
Right.
And, I mean, at a certain point, you look at progressivism and you're like, hey, how's this not a religion?
It is. I've always said that progressivism and liberalism are religion, that the Democrat Party worship that every day of their lives. And, you know, I was talking with a friend of mine, and this was probably about this time last year, and we were talking about the upcoming election. And I said, if the Democrats take full control of the House, Senate, and the presidency, I said, they will make their move on the churches in America to silence them, because they are one of the last hurdles that they have to complete control of the country. You know, they are standing in their way, people with who are religious based, free-minded people, from who are standing against, you know, things like out and out unrestricted abortion, you know, total control of the media, things like that. And I said, if they can somehow silence those voices, they have basically silenced America. And it looks like they're starting.
They're certainly going to try.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So have a good one, guys.
Thank you.
272-9228. This part of the program brought to you by Troop Booth and Heirloom Jewelers. Of course, you can buy fine antique, one-of-a-kind antique jewelry pieces there at Heirloom Jewelers. Troop Booth trained at the Gemological Institute of America. He has a network of fine antique jewelry buyers and sellers all over the country. That means he can have in stock the latest fashions, the hottest brands and fashions here in the River region. And Troop's been working in the family business. It's a 40-year local family-owned business, Heirloom Jewelers, right here in the heart of Montgomery at 6948 Vaughn Road. And whether you buy in person there at the showroom, or you buy online at heirloomjewelers.com, when you use the promo code Joey.
Just
J-O-E-Y. You know how I love that echo, Eddie. Use that promo code. You get 10% off when you buy online or in person. But right now, Troop Booth is looking to buy from you. Yes, if you have any old jewelry, antique jewelry items at your home that you're willing to part with for the right price, Troop Booth, you could probably make your day, especially gold and diamonds, mint condition pieces you can get top dollar for, a lot of money for, folks. But even scrap jewelry, so to speak, junk jewelry, you can still get a pretty penny. So check out Troop Booth online, set up an appointment there at heirloomjewelers.com, or you can give them a call at 260-0066. Once you have that appointed date and time, bring your jewelry in. Troop will give you an appraisal, and if you agree on the value then and there, you get paid right then and there. It's that simple, folks. So check them out today. Heirloom Jewelers and Troop Booth, great sponsor here of News and Views from 9 till noon. Going out to a little Stevie Ray Vaughan and Double Trouble. Last night, I went down the Stevie Ray Vaughan rabbit hole.
Oh, did you?
Oh.
It's a good one to go down, Joey.
This guy can play.
Yes, sir.
Be right back.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Hi, this is Dan Black with Dan Black Studios. We can convert your home movies and videos, as well as slides and photos, to digital files and DVD, whether it's VHS, Betamax, or any other home video format. We can also transfer your photos and videos from your iPhone as well, freeing up valuable storage. And if your new car doesn't have a CD player, we can convert your favorite tunes to a USB drive. Call 279-6036 or go online to danblackstudios.net.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, an equal housing lender.
Live, local talk, the River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program.
And back in 1955,
Bon Scott AC/DC is the best AC/DC. I'm Joey, he's Jack.
How you doing?
And I'm sure you were just a big AC/DC fan back then, right, Jack?
Oh, you know it.
I always think his favorite AC/DC song would be Dirty Deeds Done Under Cheap.
Yeah.
I could see Jack really rocking to that song.
Yeah, that's a good one. 272-9228. 272-9228. Just leading into all this, you can already start to see, I was telling my family over the weekend, cracks in the facade. I mean, when you see folks waking up to like, oh, was he really serious about the Keystone Pipeline? Yeah, he was. Even Justin Trudeau's like, oh, I know we can't vote in Elections 8.
But.
And I had that series of brown face bombs that went off. I'm sorry for dressing like Aladdin. But no, it's going to hurt Canada. Hurt a lot of jobs here in the United States. And it really is not going to save that much in terms of carbon emissions if you want to go by that standard, because you'll rely on more dirty crude coming out of the Middle East.
But what it does do, if you look up at your gas prices, you see them going up daily.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, that threat is gone.
Right. And I do have to say, though, one of the most disturbing things is this push to define anybody we don't like as a domestic terrorist or a threat. And this is where I can be bipartisan. I do look for good ideas from whatever corner. Tulsi Gabbard, no longer a congresswoman, now the former congresswoman from Hawaii. She is calling out and calling on Joe Biden to disavow John Brennan's recent comments about the insurgency.
Mm-hmm.
And goes racist, nativist, religious extremists, and libertarians. It's like, what is that? And Methodists.
And the Methodists.
And she's also calling on Biden, Tulsi Gabbard is, to disavow this new terrorism bill that Adam Schiff has put forward in the House. And this is what I'm hoping, is that a new coalition, and you already saw this with the Trump movement, a lot of people who voted Democrat for years or who maybe voted for Obama twice were very disillusioned with the Obama administration. Yeah. Or folks who had never voted in their lives voted for Trump for the first time, but they're not, you know, culturally or evangelicals. They're not culturally religious conservatives or even Reagan Revolution conservatives. And hopefully what we'll be able to do is build a new coalition with folks who are Democrats like Tulsi Gabbard and others, and have a true populist party that, yes, is just as in love with democracy as the folks who pretend they love democracy and they're really oligarchs up there in D.C. And we actually fight back. And we fight back in